This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Man, by his nature, is very much inclined to that which is impressive in size and quantity over things that are lesser. Similarly, man, by his nature, is inclined to the immediate, to the ajil, over the ajil, that which is delayed. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man by his nature is hasty, Allah said. Therefore, because these tendencies are so strong to prefer the glamorous and to prefer the popular and to prefer the huge in quantity and to prefer what is immediate now, we have the tendency to make decisions that we later regret in this world and in the one to come. And so to help us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us some tools to help us manage our thoughts, to make the correct decisions. When the whole world is saying something and popularizing something, we are able to see right through it for what is truly worth. Allah has given us a tool, and this is an ayah from Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5 of the Quran, ayah 100, and this will be the focus of our khutbah this afternoon, where Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ. Say to the people, the khabith, the impure, and the pure, they are not equal. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. Even if you are impressed by the size of the impure. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah said, so be mindful of Allah, O people of intelligence, so that you may be successful. This is a golden standard, مِعْيَارٌ ذَهَبِي, that Allah has gifted us with, that we can use when measuring beliefs, trends, popular matters, statements, dress code, financial opportunities. The principle says, the khabith, the impure and pure, they're not the same, though we may be impressed by the size of the impure and the opportunity that it brings with it. And we understand this concept in our day-to-day life. We value what is valuable, even if it is small. And we don't like what is fake, even if it is huge in quantity. I may gift you a car full of iPhones, brand new iPhones, but if they are fake, they mean nothing to you. Yet I could offer you one iPhone that is genuine, and it would mean the world to you. Similarly, I could offer you a suitcase filled with medicine that you need. But if you find out that the medicine is fake, it's counterfeit, it will be rendered useless. Though I may offer you one tablet of medicine that is genuine, and it would mean the world to us. The impure and the pure, they are not the same, even though we may be impressed by the size of the impure. And to help us understand this principle and to train us to apply it in everyday life, I'm going to give you four examples, four lines of comparison, and I leave the rest to us, inshallah, to understand how to apply this principle. Line of comparison number one. Comparing the life of a Muslim who pursues the hereafter and the rida, the pleasure of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, and has made this his objective, against the one who cares not for any of this and lives life blind. Are they the same? Make the comparison according to the ayah and you will see they are not the same. Allah says, أَفَمَنْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَنْ هُوَ أَعْمَى. Is the one who knows that what has been delivered to you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the truth, like the one who is blind? Are they the same? Allah said. Allah asked, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ. Is the blind similar to the one who can see? أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ. Are the darknesses like the light? They are not the same. هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are the ones who know like the ones who don't know? They are not the same. Think of the miserable and wretched and painful and confused words of some of our contemporaries who don't know Allah, who don't know the hereafter, who are confused. One of these poets from our contemporaries, known as Ilya Abu Madi, he says in a long couplet titled Lastu Adri, I don't know. He said, جئتو, لا أعلم من أين ولكني أتيت. I've come into existence. I don't know from where, but I have appeared. ولقد أبصرت قدامي طريقا فمشيت. And I've seen a path ahead of me. And so I am traversing it. وسأمضي في طريقي هذا شئت هذا أم أبيت. And I will continue walking upon this path aimlessly, whether I want to or not. كيف جئت وكيف أبصرت قدامي طريقي لست أدري. How have I come into existence? And why am I seeing this path ahead of me? He says, I don't know. Is the life of this individual and his likes today who don't know Allah, who don't know a hereafter, who don't know Islam, spiritual chaos, internal turbulence, confusion. Is this like the life of the Muslim who knows Allah and the jigsaw piece of life has all come into place? You know why you are here and you know why you are going. La ilaha illallah. Look at the words of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he would begin his night prayer, as Bukhari narrates on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas. Words of confidence, belief in Allah, yaqeen, certainty, no confusion. He would say, وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ أَنْتَ الْحَقُّ. Praise be to you, O Allah, you are the truth. There is no confusion. Ya Rabb, my Lord, you are the truth. وَقَوْلُكَ حَقٌّ. Your speech is the truth. وَلِقَاؤُكَ حَقٌّ. And meeting you is the truth. وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقٌّ. Paradise is true. وَالنَّارُ حَقٌّ. The hellfire is true. وَالنَّبِيُّونَ حَقٌّ. The prophets are true. وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقٌّ. The day of judgment is true. اللهم لك أسلمت, he would say, oh Allah, to you I have submitted. وبك آمنت, and in you I have believed. وعليك توكلت, upon you I have placed my trust. وبك خاصمت, and in you I debate. وإليك حاكمت, and in you I take my judge. فاغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت, so forgive my past and future sins. وما أسررت وما أعلنت, and my public and my private ones. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. You are the one who pushes some forward and you are the one who holds some people back. No one is to be worshipped but you. Is the life of the one who knows Allah and worships Him like the one who does not? The pure and the impure, Allah says, they are not the same, though you may be impressed by the size of the impure. Now the Muslim may be outvoted and outnumbered, but he is not the same as others. Line of comparison number two, an income that is made from halal and money that is made from haram. Are they the same? Well, look at the outcome of both and we will know the answer. One may offer Allah Jalla Jalaluhu an earth's full of money as charity that he had given to the needy in dunya, and Allah may reject it on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Why? Because it was made from haram sources of income. And another person may offer Allah Jalla Jalaluhu a date and it will be accepted by Allah. Why? Because it was sourced from the halal income. They are not the same. And that is why Bukhari and Muslim narrate on the authority of Abu Huraira that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِعَدْلِ تَمْرَةٍ مِنْ كَسْبٍ طَيِّبٍ. Whoever gives a date in charity from income that is tayyib, that is pure and halal. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبُ. And Allah only accepts what is pure and halal. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُهَا بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah takes that charity with His right hand. وَيُرَبِّيهَا لِأَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يُرَبِّي أَحَدُكُمْ فَلُوَّهُ. And Allah will nurture this charity. This small sadaqah, Allah will rear it, foster it, till it becomes like a mountain, حَتَّى تَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْجَبَلِ. Because that was a sadaqah that came from a halal source of income. Look at the barakah. What about the haram money or the places of doubt? Ibn Mas'ud narrates that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الرِّبَى وَإِنْ كَثُرْ فَإِنَّ عَاقِبَتَهُ إِلَىٰ قُلْ. Even if riba interest is abundant, the outcome will always be a loss. Will always be a loss. So yes, I agree. A person who makes money from haram may wear the finest clothes and may drive the finest cars and may occupy the most spacious of houses and may live the most luxurious of lives. But guess what? If it's made from haram, his dua is under threat. His sadaqah, charity, is under threat. His zakah is under threat. His peace of mind is under threat. His afiyah, well-being, is under threat. The well-being of his family is under threat. And his safety underground when he goes 6 feet under in the grave is under threat. Is halal money the same as haram? لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب. The impure and pure are not the same. ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث. Even though you may be impressed by the size of the impure. The third line of comparison is a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship versus a relationship in marriage. Are they the same? Well, consider the former, a brother, a sister, who pursues a covert, clandestine relationship under the guise of night. Apparently nobody can see them. And the fear and the guilt consumes them. Then they meet and perhaps they spend an evening in haram with one another. And it is excruciating. Why? Because they remember that the Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't go near fornication. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ. It is an abomination. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And a very evil way to go. And they remember that the people who fornicate will be in ovens in their graves. That's before the day of judgment. So regret is consuming them during that moment. There is very little pleasure in it. Then should somebody knock on their door when they're in that act, they pounce in fear because they know that they are guilty, they are in the wrong. And then should she become pregnant, the gloom and misery is compounded. And should she deliver the child, the gloom and misery is compounded. Or should they kill the child, abortion, the gloom and misery is compounded. Is this the same as a brother or sister who patiently waits for marriage and restrains their hunger and their desire for the opposite gender through salah? They manage it through dhikr, through Quran, through good companionship, through time in the masjid, through lowering of the gaze, through fasting. For them to get married in the halal, and there is a walima, a wedding, and everyone is invited and everyone is happy. It's in the public. Ya salam. Then that evening, should they spend moments of intimacy with one another, their hearts are at peace. Why? وَفِي بُضْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً. Because there is charity when you are with your spouse in the halal. Allahu Akbar. Then should someone knock on their door when they are in that moment, they're not afraid. They could respond. They can leave the door closed because they're not in the wrong. Then should she become pregnant, their happiness is compounded. Should she deliver, there is a aqiqah, the happiness is compounded. Are they the same? لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث. The pure and the impure, they are not equal. Even though you may be impressed by the size of that which is impure. The fourth and final line of comparison, just to give you a sample of how this ayah is to be understood and how you can use it in your everyday life. The fourth line of comparison, a life of sin, pursuing your desire, and a life of tawbah, repentance. Are they the same? Don't ask me, a sinner like myself. Ask the people of tawbah and they will give you the answer. What type of life are they leading? Go and approach them, you know who they are. Ask them, how does it feel to be a reformed human being? How do you feel to be a person of tawbah? You will not even need to hear their words. Their facial expressions will be enough. Happiness, peace and contentment, afiyah, well-being. Our predecessors, Ibrahim ibn Adham and others would say, أَوْ لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْمُلُوكُ وَأَبْنَاءُ الْمُلُوكُ مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ لَجَالَدُونَ عَلَيْهِ بِالسُّيُوفِ. If the kings and the sons of the kings, they would to learn of the happiness that we're living in this dunya as practicing Muslims, they would fight us over this happiness with their swords. and others of our predecessors who would say, who experienced the joy of tawbah, they would say, إِنَّهُ لَيَمُرُّ بِي أَوْقَاتٍ أَقُولُ فِيهَا إِنْ كَانَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِي مِثْلِ هَذَا النَّعِيمِ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي عَيْشٍ طَيِّبٍ. They would say, sometimes I experience moments of joy in knowing Allah and being a practicing Muslim, that I say to myself, if the people of paradise are feeling what I am feeling, then they will be living a good life, wallah. Allahu Akbar. Is this life like the one whom Allah Almighty said about him, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. The one who turns away from my remembrance, we will give them a life of misery and hardship, Allah says. Are they the same? وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we will bring him up on the day of judgment without vision, blind. Sulaiman al-Taymi, he would say about the sinner, may Allah forgive us. He would say, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُصِيبُ الذَّنْبَ فِي السِّرِّ فَيُصْبِحُ عَلَيْهِ مَذَلَّتُهُ. A person may commit a sin in privacy, but by day and in public, the disgrace of that sin can be seen on his face. Are these lives the same? أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اجْتَرَحُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلَهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ وَمَمَاتُهُمْ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Allah asks, do those who commit sins think that we're going to make them like the people of Iman and they do good deeds, whether during their life or when they are dying? Do they think they're going to be the same? How evil is their judgment, Allah says. سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. So these were four lines of comparison I wanted to share with you, my brother, my sister, to show you examples of how this ayah, this principle of an ayah, is to be used in our lives. Use it now yourself. And measure everything else that comes your way using it. It is a principle that teaches you and I to not measure something by its glossy appearance, to not measure something by how trending it may be, to not measure something by the finances that it may return and how quick a business venture it is, how popular something is. This is a principle that takes your vision to the hereafter and you pass everything that comes your way through it, even though the haram alternative may be huge in comparison. So for example, money, a business opportunity comes your way. If you have understood this principle, you will no longer just ask, how much are the returns? No, you will now ask, how pure are the returns? Because al-khabith and the tayyib, they're not equal. When speaking about friends, you will no longer be obsessed with having a huge following on social media anymore. It's no longer about how many friends I have. The question now becomes, who from the many should be my friend? Well, now you are looking at what you should wear before you leave your house, my dear sister, with respect to a hijab. You will no longer ask, what's trending? What does society expect from me? No, you will ask, what is required of me? What does Allah want from me? Because the pure and the impure, they're not equal, even though you may be impressed by the size of the impure. This is how we behave with this principle, dear brother, dear sister. And Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, is Shakur. He is appreciative. He gives thanks, He is grateful. Meaning, if you live a life where you are always choosing the tayyib, the pure, even though you have to make some sacrifices, Allah will fill your hands three times. The first time He will fill your hand is in dunya. He said, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever works good deeds, whether male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ whilst being a believer, فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Will give them a good life, a tayyib life, a happy, wholesome life. Because you chose what is tayyib, so Allah gives you a life that is tayyib. He will fill your hands a second time, and that is when your soul is leaving your body. That terrifying moment, Allah said, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ. They are those whom the angels claim their souls in a tayyib, pure, good state. The angels will reassure them. Salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you. You're safe.
وَمُدُخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Enter paradise because of what you used to do. And the third time he will fill your hands is on the day of judgment. What happens there for the people who chose the طيب even though they had to make sacrifices? Allah said, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Allah has promised the believing men and the believing women جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, gardens beneath which rivers are flowing. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً, and mansions that are طَيِّبَةً, mansions that are lofty, mansions that are pure and wholesome and rich. فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدٍ, in gardens of perpetual residence. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ, but the pleasure of Allah is greater than all of this. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the supreme success. Brothers and sisters, I have explained to you the meaning of this ayah. I have shown you four lines of comparison about how it is to be used. And now the tool is in your hands to measure everything else that comes your life. And I understand that it is difficult sometimes to see through the appeal of the haram, to see through the trendy nature of what is impermissible, to see through the glittery veneer of the impermissible, because it is so popular and everyone is speaking about it and it can give you a quick return and it is available in the evenings. It is everywhere. It requires hikmah, it requires wisdom, it requires tawfiq from Allah. And that's why the ayah is concluded with فَاتَّقُوا. Be mindful of Allah. يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, O people of intelligence, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful.